Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, she covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're all right. Mary Kay.
Yeah, we're all right. Baker's comment, I think, was interesting. We all think there is something wrong at 5-5 because our eyes, I think, more than anything, Mary Kay, tell us there's something wrong, and the game against New England was atrocious. What do you think's going on? Blip on the radar screen with that New England game, or is there a major issue here?
Well, I think, obviously, there are some major issues when you lose a game like that and you have as much talent as you have on this football team. But sometimes a game like that just happens. I mean, it happened to the Bengals the week before. It happened to the Ravens when they played the Bengals a couple of weeks ago. It happened to the Rams last night. Sometimes a game gets away from you for one reason or another, and I think that for matchups or whatever the case may be, that's what happened here. I don't think it's necessarily who the Browns are. I will say, however, that there are a couple of areas of grave concern that they have to address. And one of them is the passing game. The passing game has been broken all season, and it's very puzzling. It's hard to figure out. And it's something that if they want to make the playoffs and go anywhere in the playoffs, they have to get that fixed.
Mary Kay, it's like they refuse to push the ball down the field. Like, Baker does not throw many deep balls. Even the game that Case Keenum was in, we did not see the ball get pushed down the field. Is that an injury thing, or do you think that's possibly schematic?
Well, it's part schematic. I mean, this was a football team, the Patriots, that led the league with 13 interceptions heading into the game. And then, they could have had, about three during that game. They dropped several. So this was a team where, you don't want to go flinging it down the field. You have to be smart about that. And Kevin Stefanski is very interception averse. Baker only had three heading in. But I do think that there will be more opportunities and should be more opportunities for them to hit some of those explosive plays. You want to be smart about it, but certainly they have the capability and the manpower to do it, and you want to see more of that. And you have to wonder, has Baker's left shoulder injury and other injuries been a factor? Because he really hasn't been the same since he injured that shoulder in week two.
Mary Kay, does a decision need to be made about that situation? If Baker's healthy, there's no question. You put him out there and you play him. Has he reached the point, do you think, that they might need to consider, okay, we're playing Case because he gives us a better chance to win?
Well, I think that that it's really a decision based on sound medical advice. If Baker Mayfield is healthy, then I think you have to start your starting quarterback. Otherwise, you're opening up a whole can of worms of benching your starting quarterback. So if he's healthy, then I think you move forward with him and take it as far as you can go until you have to say, okay, something isn't right here, and let's look a little deeper into this. But right at the moment, I don't think they're there. I mean, I think from everything I can tell, they feel that he should be healthy enough to start against the Lions, and he is their starting quarterback, and I think that that would be the way that they're going. But they have to figure out what is going on with him, what is going on with the passing game. I mean, it wasn't just Odell Beckham Jr. that wasn't connecting well with Baker Mayfield. It's a lot of other people as well. And so, why is that? One of the hard things this season is they haven't had the bye week where you can really dig deep and figure out what's going on with your football team and try to fix it. And they had such a late bye. They never had an opportunity to do that complete and total breakdown of the film and everything else to see what, you know, what they could fix and change. And, you know, it's going to be late to do it, but there is a bye coming soon.
Mary Kay, do you believe the Browns have had any conversations or are possibly considering removing play calling duties from Kevin Stefanski and giving them to Alex Van Pelt?
And you asked that question yesterday and didn't really get a good answer from Kevin.
Well, you guys, you probably have noticed by now that I've asked it a number of times.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, I feel like I feel bad because I feel like I'm the only one that ever asks it. You know, I'm like, oh, God, you know, I should probably stop. I need to stop harping on
this. Well, can I thank you for asking it yesterday? Because we talked all about it before the press conference and said, you know, it's probably time here. Because, Mary Kay, this offense isn't scoring points. 17 or fewer in 5 of the last 7 games. That's not good.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily know if he needs to give up play calling duties. Because, once again, if it still doesn't go well, then you're kind of throwing your offensive coordinator or someone else under the bus. And I don't know that that's a wise move either. I think more collaboration, more input, and, you know, maybe just giving Alex Van Pelt more authority on game day. You know, I would probably do that, but maybe not necessarily turn over play calling duties per se to him in full. But I probably would give him more of a chance and just kind of see how it goes, because they need to change it up. They need to try something new. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and you keep getting the same results, then that's not efficient. They need to do something. I say, you know, sort of drastic to try to get things rolling.
At least shake it up, Mary Kay. You just said it. What they've been doing has been producing basically 17 or fewer points a game. So that's not good. I would assume Nick Chubb is back this week. An assumption is dangerous. What about Kareem Hunt's situation?
You know, I don't know if Kareem will be back this week. I think that Kareem might need another week, another 2 weeks before he's going to be back. You don't want to put him out there and then not have him for the rest of the season and for the playoffs. You don't want to jump the gun on that. So I'm not sure, even though he's a fast healer, and, you know, maybe I'll be surprised and we'll show up tomorrow and he'll be practicing. But I would have to think that he might need another week or two.
Mary Kay Cabb at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball for a second. Even that seemed like it was just an absolute mess during that entire game. Mac Jones proceeded to just pick them apart. Is this something that is schematic that can easily be changed, or was it just the Patriots knew what was coming, knew how to attack it, and knew exactly what to do to make them look bad?
Well, really great coaching staff. We all, you know, we're familiar with Bill Belichick here and how he does things and how detailed he is. And if you have some weaknesses, he will exploit them. And those guys did that. They found things to do against this Cleveland Browns defense. And, you know, I think the future looks a little brighter for the defense going down the road. I mean, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, that was his first game back. He was knocking off the rust, did not play particularly well in his 21 snaps. He was the lowest rated player, defensive player on the team, according to Pro Football Focus. But that, you know, that's going to happen when you have missed the last 3 or 4 games and you're a rookie. I always say it's very, very difficult for rookies to miss a lot of practice time and function really well. It's hard to make that transition to the NFL, even when you're completely healthy. So I think his issues this season have really completely set him back. Hopefully for him and for the Browns, he will be a big factor in the last 3 or 4 games, but it might take a little while. So that's one problem. I think there are other issues as well. And some of those are schematic. Some of those are trying to figure out, you know, I mean, should they be blitzing more? Should they be playing more press man coverage? So once again, these are things you usually break down during a bye week and you come back stronger and better. But a bye in week 13, that was just a little tough for them.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. When you heard Myles Garrett's comments about not making adjustments, and then you heard John Johnson's comments that they went back and looked at old tape and saw what we didn't do well and attacked that, your reactions were what?
Well, first of all, that's the name of the game. I mean, everybody goes and watches the film and attacks what you don't do well. So those comments should not have been surprising in any way. You would be shocked if a team didn't do that, especially a Bill Belichick coach team. I mean, that's what he does for fun, is right? I mean,
some of us go to the beach. Bill looks at game film.
Exactly. So that's not surprising in any way, shape, or form. What was mildly surprising to me, and I don't even know if surprising is the right word, but for Myles Garrett, and he deserves to explain a little bit more about what he meant, because maybe he wasn't, calling out the coaching staff. It sort of sounded like that, but we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he might have been saying, we as players need to look at our surfaces a little bit more closely on the sidelines and put our heads together and figure out how we're going to make some adjustments and figure out what we're seeing. So, we'll revisit that again when we talk to Myles this week. But I did think, and I wrote a column after the game saying some of those things, when you're in a very tight contested playoff race, or even if you're not, some of those things are sort of better kept in-house, where if you do feel a certain type of way about the scheme or the lack of adjustments, that, I think the team leaders should get together and, sit down with Joe Woods and the other members of the defensive coaching staff and say, here's how we feel. They've had a couple of players-only defensive meetings, and I think there's value in those, but I do think that the way some of those comments came out after the game, that it sort of lends itself to, maybe a little powwow between some of the team leaders and Joe Woods and the defensive staff and Kevin Stefanski. And Kevin Stefanski said he talked to Myles about his remarks after the game, and he kept it private. So we don't know. Maybe he said, Myles, I agree with you 100%. I don't know what he said to Myles. It sort of sounded like perhaps he was, maybe agreeing with me and saying that, let's keep some of that rhetoric behind closed doors. But maybe he was saying, you're right, we have to make changes and we have to make them fast. We don't know yet.
The funky thing with it, though, is so Myles said what he said, okay? Basically, we're not making any adjustments, anything like that. Then John Johnson comes out and says, we got burnt by the same stuff we've been burnt by all season. And then Anthony Walker turns around yesterday and says the same exact thing. Like, Myles may not have worded it the best, but clearly there is something going on, because those defensive leaders are now the ones who are coming out and saying, I don't know why we can't fix this, or at least that's my interpretation of it.
Well, that's what I mean about then you need to get together, players and coaches, and work through what exactly you're talking about. If we're hearing comments like that, then it needs to be addressed in-house. However they would go about doing that. And maybe they have done that already. I'm sure they probably have to some degree, but perhaps it's not enough. And as I said before, when you don't have that bye where you have all that time, I mean, usually you're just putting your next foot forward and getting ready for the next opponent, and you don't have time to sit down and work through all of that stuff. So I think that, the bye week will be a time for more of that, but they can't wait until then. I mean, they have two games before the bye comes, and they need to win them. So I do think that some conversation is in order, although when I asked Anthony Walker about that yesterday, it was interesting because he said, no more talking, let's go play ball. So there might be something to be said for that, too.
Mary Kay, thank you, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.